I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny, the Baron of Buttplugs, the Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City. He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny. As he brings you a game that we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right! That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call
The Adult Toy Price is Right!
Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience. Then we describe the item that's up for bid. The listeners place their bids. The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize! And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
Three guys now, Cody and Dan and Jeremy. That means we're going to have openings for three girls right now, ladies. 5767989. By the way, Jake referred to the people you put on hold as mouth-breathing moron. So he asked you never help again. I don't know what you're doing in here, and I don't know if you did it well or not. Well, I was not there. I'm relaying a message from dear Jake to you to stop putting the mouth-breathing morons on hold. He's being uppity.
Huh? He's being uppity.
Nobody likes an uppity Drake, you know?
Nope.
No. All right, listen. There's going to be room for three ladies. 5767989, but I got Cody, Dan, and Jeremy on now. Cody, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Young Bear, I am 48. I've been married for 5 years. I got a C-ring, a whip, paddle, and a pair of cuffs.
Wow. Wait, now the cuffs, is this a thing you're into or a thing you like? Do you like doing it to people or you like it having done it to you?
It'll cuff me up every now and then.
You like to be handcuffed?
A little bit.
Oh, wow. Wow, you're a trusting man. You've heard me. It's no chance I'm letting a girl handcuff me.
You shouldn't.
I'll make sure she doesn't cuff me when she's mad.
Yeah, you don't know what kind of resentment hides behind the smile, my friend. That's the thing about women. Like we have no poker face. The guys, everything, all your emotions are always out there. I'm angry. I'm not angry. I'm honey. I'm horny. I'm hungry. Whatever. You can see it. Girls, I'm like, I don't know what you're thinking. You're smiling at me, but I feel like you hate me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Smiling because I just...
It helps you suck up a little bit, too.
Yeah. That's right. All right, Cody, you're going to play. Stay right there. I got to get Dan on. Dan, welcome to the show.
How are you doing, Jeremy?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, man. I am 42 years old. I breathe through my nose, and I have a ring at home. And I used to have a pump, but my 10-year-old kid found the box, so my wife got rid of that ring.
First of all, your kid's like, what is this? And second of all, what was the first thing you said?
It was a C-ring.
Okay. Maybe I should get one of those. I thought those things would make you finish too quick. I thought the vibrating ones were like a thing. Turns out they do. See?
You use it twice. Don't need it.
The C-ring?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you need anything. Maybe I won't get one. All right, well, you're going to play anyway. Cody, Dan, stay there because I got to get Jeremy on. Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Hey, my name is Jeremy. I'm 35. I've been married a couple times. I used to have a fleshlight, but that was with the first wife, so I didn't need it as much for the second wife. And, she's got all kinds of stuff. And I'll tell you what, last year we got that womanizer thing, and that takes a lot of pressure off of me.
Oh, very good. The womanizer is a solid move. And the fleshlight, how was that, by the way?
Yeah, it was all right, but I don't know. Maybe I'm lazy. I just didn't use it as much as I initially.
I don't know how lazy you gotta be. That you won't. It's too much effort to masturbate.
Run through the cap and rinse it off. The hand is just a lot easier.
All right. Well, you're a Renaissance man, if you will. You're an old school.
I guess so.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, Jeremy's going to play, Dan's going to play, Cody's going to play. I can see Shelly and Kat are on the line, so we have room for one more girl? All right, then. Well, guys, let's play the closest. The actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid.
For the fellas, our item up for bid is the Colt Mighty Mouth from California Exotic Novelties.
When you got a fap, you won't be going back to using your own hand no more. Give this Colt a crack, and you won't be palming it no more.
What's that you say?
30 intense functions that you can't scoff. It's got deep throat action to get you off.
And it's also got a suction cup base, so no one has to see your old face.
Skeet, skeet, when you gotta bait, the Mighty Mouth will make you wait. Just cram it on in and go, go, go. You won't need a date, your urges will not have to wait no more.
And oh, by the way,
it's got a swivel mount, so no matter what you are feeling, you can stick it to the wall, you can stick it to the ceiling.
Wanna show your neighbor how you roll?
Hey!
Stick it to the front bay window.
The call the cops! When you got a hump, you won't be feeling like a chump, cause the Mighty Mouth never says no! The cold can't be beat, why don't you give your meat a treat and just go?
It's the Colt Mighty Mouth Automatic Stroker, part of the Colt Gear Series from California Exotic Novelties.
And it can be yours, fellas, if the price is right.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, because you gotta, I don't know about all this business. I mean, it's certainly a nice item. It's just, that's a lot. And so.
Look at the size of that suction cup. Were you?
Yeah, well, I think it kind of starts on the inside. Uh-huh. You know, I don't. I hope
but like
not,
you really could.
Because I ain't going to make that work. Uh-huh. And then does it, it inflates.
No, it vibrates also.
Does it?
I think just vibrates.
But here's the problem I have with it. I guess if you had the right size height, table would be okay, but if I have to find, first of all, you got to find a smooth surface for the suction cup.
That window?
You can't do it with a window. That's a terrible idea. Terrible idea to do it against a window. And secondly, then even worse is the idea you have to put it on a mirror because I can't face myself this close and look at that like
tile.
Yeah, no, I suppose you could. So here's the suction cup. Pretty good. And then you turn this. There's the.
Feel that over here.
Yeah. Let me. So you put your ding dong in, and how do you change like
that little vibrating button?
Which one? This?
And then right there.
Oh yeah. It's the.
That's no
this,
punk.
I'm gonna put my finger in. Yeah, no, that'd probably work.
If you don't want to stick it to a mirror or anything, there's this base here. It can switch out, so you can go handheld.
I know this is. That sounds like a busy signal. Hey, here's this one. See, all I hear is a robot laughing at me, mocking me. Alone. And that's the non-stop finisher right there.
Fan of continuous.
I hear ha 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 alone.
Ha ha ha, you're alone.
Well. Cody, it's a big deal. And it's weird. But then again, so is being a man and putting your penis in anything that's not human. So let's.
Sounds like something to you enjoy.
I'm sorry?
Sounds like something T-Bone would enjoy.
Oh, you listen, you're calling a radio station to win something. You cannot blow it onto somebody else.
I'll say $20.99.
I'm sorry, one more time?
$20.99.
No, you went low. $20.99. All right. Dan?
I'm going to go $56.99.
$56.99. And finally, Jeremy.
I'll go right in between. I'll go $49.99.
$49.99. The actual manufacturer's suggested retail price is
$80.99.
Oh, Dan's going to put his ding ding in it. It's all yours, Mr. Dan. Now, Dan, what was your story again? How old are you? You married? What's your story? Did you? Yeah, the pump that had to get thrown away?
I'm 42.
Yeah.
I do have a C-ring at home. And yeah, I'm the one that got my 10-year-old found the pump box. In the closet, and it's an ugly pump box.
I don't know what you're going to tell the kid if he finds the Colt.
You know, honestly, the key is getting rid of the box. The box is almost worse than the toy itself. So.
Yeah.
Every kid needs a mother, sir. All right, listen, you stay right there. It's all yours. Hold on. All right, Cody?
Yes, sir.
All right, stay there. Jake's going to take care of you. We're going to get you hooked up. And Jeremy, I saw what you did there. Not the best technique.
I tried.
All right, you did try. Stay right there. Jake will get you handled, all right? Because I can see Emily and Shelly and Kat all want to play. Let me get Emily on. Emily, welcome to the show. Tell us about yourself.
Hello, my name is Emily. I'm 26. I recently got married for the first time, and I have a few vibrators at home.
26 years old. Now, were you with child? Is that why we had to get married?
No, I do not have children. He already has four, so I don't think I'm going to have children.
Holy guacamole. He already has four. How old's this guy?
He's a little bit older. He's 38.
Good for him. Nicely played. So it's almost like he has five kids. Eh, mm-hmm. That's nice. Is he the oldest guy you've ever been with?
Sadly, no.
Let's have it. Come on. Come on. Let's have it. Come on, Emily. Tell me.
I actually don't remember. I just remember that he was a little bit older than my current man.
Hold on. You don't remember?
I don't have the best memory. I'm sorry.
Oh, this is someone you dated or just one you banged one time?
No, I dated him. It was when I lived in Reno.
How old?
I want to say, okay, I was 21 at the time, and I think he was 45.
Wow.
Get away.
Good.
Yeah.
So awesome. I mean, creepy girl. What kind of a girl dates a much older guy?
I mean, have you met men my age?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And it's awesome. So why do you get married now?
Well, I was just ready to settle down.
That's the most ridiculous statement I've ever heard. You couldn't settle down without being married?
I don't know. I guess he's really the one who initiated the whole marriage thing.
Yeah, yeah, of course he is. Because you're a hot 26-year-old girl and he's 38. And he's like, yeah, better lock this thing down.
Yeah, and he needs a babysitter.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, I can't lie. I do love his four children.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I have more than one friend who I see conveniently fall in love because somebody needs help with the kids.
Yeah, I guess.
I got you. All right. Well, you're going to play Emily, you dirty little bird.
All right.
All right. Shelly's with us. Shelly, who are you?
I'm sorry?
Who are you? Tell us about yourself.
I'm Shelly. I'm 46. I'll be 47 this month. And I have three boys. I am single, but living with a guy. And what else?
Now, you say single.
So I have my toys.
Single but living with a guy. What does that mean exactly?
That means that we live together and I don't know, just don't want to get married really.
Okay, but you're romantically involved. Are you seeing other people? I didn't know if you were telling me you had a roommate or a boyfriend that lives with you.
A boyfriend, I guess, yeah.
You do not sound all that good about it. What's the problem? Does he need to get a job? Like, but clearly you're not very happy in this thing.
No, he's fine. He's kind of a nerd, though.
Well, don't pick on him for that. Jesus Christ. All right, Shelly. Well, listen, you're going to play today. Stay right there. Emily and Shelly are going to play. Kind of feel bad when someone gets called a nerd. Like, if a guy's an a-hole or he doesn't have a job or he's a jerk-off, whatever. But I'm like, hey, man, leave the nerd alone. You know?
Yeah, but it's a good nerd.
Right, look, I feel like you crush his will to live on a daily basis. Yeah, right?
Yep.
I know these type before. He's never leaving. He's dead inside.
Oh, no.
All right. Emily and Shelly are there, and let me get Kat on. Kat, welcome to the show. Tell us about yourself.
My name is Kat. I am 27 years old. I have been engaged for a long time, and I have a couple vibrators and a butt plug.
27 years old, and you've been engaged for a long time. How long has this engagement gone on?
About 9 years.
27. You've been engaged since you were 18 years old?
Pretty much.
And what's the idea behind all this? Wait, you're not engaged. At 9 years in, you're not engaged. It's just not an engagement.
Well, if weddings are expensive and divorces are even more expensive.
Sure. You just don't want to get married.
No, we've lived together forever and we're happy and we like things with it.
You know, whenever you mention you're engaged and your friends hear it, you know they roll their eyes.
Yeah, well, I don't care.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's Josh. He's been engaged for 15, 17 years. Oh, no, they're engaged. They're not engaged. Listen, I'm wholehearted. I don't think you should get married, by the way. As long as you love each other, everybody's nice, everybody's behaving, why would you want to ruin something that's doing so well?
Exactly.
All right. And then what do you have at home, toy-wise?
I have 2 vibrators and a butt plug.
Wow. A little backdoor action. Now, did you start that? Is that how you got engaged, or is this something that's come along in the last few years?
That was probably long after we got engaged.
Uh-huh. Your idea or his idea?
Probably mine.
Weird.
Definitely mine.
Really? Was it your idea?
Mm-mm.
No, I've never met a girl who was like, this is completely my idea.
No.
Fantastic.
That's pretty interesting, right?
Well, listen, Kat, you're going to play. Shelly's going to play. Emily's going to play. The closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid.
For the ladies, our item up for bid is Adam's Posable True Feel Cock from Adam and Eve.
Well, you got a great big rubber dong right in your hand. You're going to spend some special time with this big gland, because you know that it is bigger than your man. To win this rubber dong, that's your plan.
That's right, sister. In the Bible, Adam and Eve had Cain and Abel. Whoa. This Cain is able to satisfy your every naughty need.
It's 11 and a half inches long,
2 inches wide,
has a suction cup base,
and it'll have you writhing for a time.
Oh, it's 11 inches long, and that ain't all. It's fully posable and has generous balls.
Yes,
veiny and big, and always will be true. Yeah, ladies, this is the dunk for you.
That's right, ladies, it's Adam's Posable True Feel Cock, and it can be yours, ladies, if the price is right.
You don't often hear the term generous balls. as in they're ample?
Right? I don't know. That's what it said.
Or they're giving.
I don't know. That's what it said.
Because I feel
box.
Like I have generous balls.
Yeah, I mean it could be either. It could be either.
Yeah. Generous balls. I think it's because, by the way, Calm, hey, you ought to see this one peeking over the top of the
too counter. Short to see.
Calm down.
I'm curious.
You'll get there. Hold on.
I often daydream thinking about generous balls.
Yeah, right? These eyes. Good lordy. Hold on.
I was this not expecting
like,
that.
This is like.
Woo!
Hey, mama. This thing, so it's.
Sweet.
Oh, look, it's a Belshie. It's a posable one. It can actually bend it. Look, it's Belshie.
Either way. I'd say it's a T, but it'd have to be like 5 of them.
Oh, my God. That's like. That's a lot.
Wow, that's a lot all around. Everything about that is something.
Before you commit a crime or kill anyone, I just want you to look down this. That's Ooh. What it's like in prison, friend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Before you ever commit a crime or don't pay your tax, look down it. You
can
look
down the barrel.
He's squinting his eyes.
Stop. Stop shaking it around.
Looking down the barrel of a gun. Son of a gun.
Ooh, lordy, lordy. Here we go. Jesus.
Nikki's got a hold of it now.
It's seriously... a hand and a half to give you an idea. That's amazing.
She immediately went palm to the balls and stretched her fingers out to give it
just
like
to give you, you know, a visual. Not too heavy.
It would, you know, you've been with the same guy a long time. Like, yeah. Imagine if for some reason you were out in the wild again, your sense of wonderment would return, because that's what you look like. With that, you're like, oh my God, look at this.
Yeah. What do we have here?
This is. This is so new to me.
I know.
Now, it's a very realistic one.
It is very realistic. Not too heavy.
Would you find that to be an attractive dildo?
I would welcome that. Yeah. I don't know how.
Hey.
You'd have to commit to that for an afternoon.
Yep. It's pretty big. And it has generous balls, lady. Emily, what would you pay for such an 11-inch veiny penis with generous balls? Emily, talk.
Oh, I'm here. I'm sorry. I'm going to say $39.98.
$39.98. All right. Shelly, my soul-destroying friend.
I would say $41.
I want everyone to win, but there's a part of me that fears if Shelly were to win, that she'd use this to crush him further.
Oh, like, God.
No, he's endowed.
He ain't endowed like this, Captain, I promise you.
Uh-uh.
This Mr. Episiotomy is the answer to all.
Damn pogo stick.
This thing will puncture a lung.
Mm-hmm.
Cat, you dirty, dirty girl.
I'm $3.
Whoa, she went low.
Huh.
The actual manufacturer's suggested retail prices?
$89.99.
Ooh. Apparently, we're paying by the inch, which means Soul Crusher Shelly is going to take this thing home and And just hold it up in front of her boyfriend.
Nerd.
What's
alert.
Up, nerd?
Nerd alert.
I know.
Oh, to the nerds. Don't use it on him.
Oh, to the nerds. What is that saying? Is it go to the nerds or whatever? Hurdle to nerdles or whatever. All I know is this is a dirty, dirty item, and it's all yours, Miss Shelley. Enjoy. How many kids have you had?
I have three.
Yeah, I'd say you're about here.
Mm-hmm.
I say that in a healthy way. Right, you stay right there, Miss Shelley. All right. Emily?
Yes?
I had high hopes for you, but you didn't make it happen this time.
I know it.
All right, stay right there. Hold on. Jake will take care of you. He's got some tickets or something for you. And Kat, my 27-year-old, engaged for 9 years to a 38-year-old guy with four kids. I'm so sorry that your tactic didn't work.
That's all right. It was a good shot.
All right. She wants nothing to do with us now because she didn't win. You're a hard-hearted harbinger.
For her safety, I can't see her backing into that.
No.
Mm-mm.
No, but good on you. What about bringing chicks home for him? Will you do that?
Probably not.
Selfish. Selfish cat. Selfish, selfish,
selfish. I know,
selfish.
I'm terrible.
Do you kind of like girls? Like, would you do it if he wasn't around?
Probably not. I don't get along with girls very well.
Well, there's not a lot of chatting involved, I don't think. When you look at porn, do you look at girl-on-girl porn?
Occasionally.
Yeah, almost every girl does. But that really illustrates how disgusting men are to look at during sex.
I mean, it's not exactly the most beautiful thing, a wrinkly ball sack.
No, I get it. I get it. Hey, Kat, I'm telling
they
you.
Know.
How a girl isn't just with other girls, how every girl's not a lesbian, I have no idea. And just hire us, like, we sit under a bridge by a Home Depot, and they're like, go get the straight dude to go mow the lawn or paint the house or do something. All right.
Hobo dong.
Yeah, that's it. And then the rest of the time, you're like, oh, my God, look at us. We're totally in sync. Everything is wonderful. Even our periods sync up, so nobody's ever on the outs. We talk. We share feelings. We clean the house. Everything is wonderful. Everything is nice. It's dudes are all like, yeah, she loves my D. We're basically shaved apes who forget to flush the toilet.
And put the feet down.
I know. I know, Kat. That's why we stay engaged for 9 years, isn't it?
I guess so.
Yep, I know. Stay right there. Hold on. Give her.
I gotta go wash that off my hands.
You got home smell? You got home smell like, you smell like that new dildo smell?
That new dildo does
smell.
Oh,
dude, it does.
I told you.
My hands do smell new dildo smell. You handle it too. Smell your own fingers. You know you love it.
No.
No, that's that new dildo smell.
Yeah, you do.
I took so many dildos and stuff home from the show when I first met Sassy that I told you I walked into my room and could smell them.
Mm-hmm.
And the new, you know what I mean.
I do.
And I was like, it smells like new dildo in here. And I go, maybe I should thin that herd a little bit and spread the wealth around.
Fresh new dildo scent.
Oh, yeah. I know. Better than Christmas morning.
Really is.
You need a new vibrator or a big old dong.
Maybe a big rubber Gucci-shaped humpy toy.
Well, there's a place you can go and it won't take long.
Maybe a fist-sized bubble is what you enjoy.
Well, there's a place you can go that we all know where you can get on your freak. If your mom needs a dong the size of a small chop center to Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Moonlight Adult Boutique. Proud sponsor of the Adult Toy Price is Right. With four locations to serve your every naughty need. Find them online at MoonlightAdultBoutique.com.
Because Moonlight is a place for you. Oh, giggity, 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 you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.